You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 o'clock in the Southland on a Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. And right now, if you are near your Instagram, John Ireland is going IG live, as
awesome.
We say.
This is awesome.
Never has John Ireland been live on Instagram at ESPN Los Angeles on the IG.
Oh, God. This is going to be huge.
This is the $100.
That's the $100
that Mason gave me.
Yep.
And we will. I will do this entire segment on Instagram.
Oh, live. This is fantastic.
Wow. All right.
Live.
You have to answer some of their questions.
Yeah, you got to. Right, as questions pop up, just okay. Throw some stuff out.
Okay. Well, I might stay in here for a while, so we're going to have to share the mic.
Oh, yeah. You guys get cute together.
Why are you not using the other mic?
Okay. The other mic doesn't work.
What's up, brother?
There you go. What's up, brother?
MT. They see you, Michael. Wave to the people.
There you go.
Is that a wave,
I need
Michael?
Glasses to read this writing.
It's all happening live.
This is a wave.
You mean the Pepe wave?
At ESPN Los Angeles on Instagram, John Ireland, for the first time in his entire life, is on Instagram Live.
Here's my Warby Parker readers.
I always say people get in trouble on Instagram Live. Don't do anything stupid, Ireland.
I'm now watching you live in front of me and on Instagram Live.
I like that guy. All right, any questions you got, throw them at me.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually watching it right now.
Are we all watching John on Instagram Live while doing this?
It's a little weird. John's doing Instagram Live, and we're all watching just a few feet away.
You should join in on it.
BB Go Money, somebody says. Okay.
No, it's a reverberation.
You better be good, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Peppa.
All right. So you're doing the segment live?
Vivo Las Raiders, somebody says.
That's sad.
What'd you think this bit was going to be? Now you're getting annoyed that John's just reading the questions we want him to.
Yeah, no. I'm,
what'd you think the bit was going to
be? Well, they're not actually questions.
Yeah, no.
Hi, brother is not a question.
But you read what people say. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched
Somebody thinks this money is fake. It's not.
It is not. It is a real crisp $100 bill.
Actually, why are you carrying $100 bills?
Well, I was at the dispensary last night, and I withdrew some money to get some weed, and I had leftover cash.
I thought you only used cards.
Can't use your card.
At the dispensary?
You can't at MedMen.
Not at mine.
Okay, here's one, John. Here's one. Trill Potential says, Puka or CJ for Rookie of the Year?
Oh, that's a good question.
Very good question.
Good job,
CJ. He led his team to the playoffs.
So did Puka.
Yeah, but he's a...
Broke all the records.
Yeah, but he's a receiver.
Broke a record going all the way back to 1960.
No, because CJ's played the most important position in sports.
John, keep engaging. Who else is
talking about? By the way,
We got a David Singer. David Singer, NFL. Can I say we when talking about UCLA?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, you cannot, because you went to Northridge,
right.
Dave Singer.
He did not go to UCLA. You cannot say we, Dave.
You cannot say we, too.
Whatever you can, because
UCLA
you don't play.
Anybody here?
You don't play. You can say my team that I root for won, but you don't play.
Yeah, but I still say we as a collective, like
what is wrong?
Lakers Nation. It's
all right,
we.
Here's a question. I'll have all you guys. This
dynamite
Mason,
job,
Pepe. Does Mason smell like weed at work?
That's a good question.
No actually,
no. Generally, those gummies don't stink. Generally,
he doesn't smell as good as Pepe, but you know,
I quit.
Nobody smells as good as me.
Yeah,
exactly. That's
there
odd.
You go.
Sitting this close to Pepe while he's, I feel like you need a kiss or something after saying
nobody
that.
Nobody smells as good
as
Pepe.
Let me just ask a question, Michael. Have a set of brothers ever won both the college football national championship and the Super Bowl?
No, of course not. That's why I said this is this is the Harbaugh new year.
Well, because now, after last night, it's already happened. John already has the Super Bowl.
Championship did the dad win?
He didn't.
I thought
Harbaugh, I thought he
said,
was on one of Schembechler's.
Yeah, as an assistant.
But they never none of those teams know that he was on?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
The brothers face each other, remember? In a Super Bowl.
Yes, they did face each other in the Super Bowl.
As far as brothers winning a national championship and a Super Bowl, no, I don't think it's ever been done.
I think this is a really good question.
Okay.
It's a great moment.
All right, what is it?
Do you charge her ranch, says John Ireland's In-N-Out order?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I always order a double-double well done, because if they normally cook them a little bigger than medium, but I like my burgers well done.
Doesn't like it juicy, Pepe.
And I just say crispy fries, however
crispy
that
fries.
Is.
That's crispy well fries, yeah. Yeah. Well done, fries. Crispy fries.
Well
I may
done.
Go there tonight. Michael goes after a lot of Laker games, except tonight's a 7:30 game, so yes. You might be closed by the time
I
you get done.
I will go tonight because I had In-N-Out yesterday.
So, Michael, do they give you
did you guys see?
Do they give you the hamburgers for free?
Shh, Pepe, I got something going on.
Yeah, I'm sure you know.
Mace, did you see that Paul Giamatti went to In-N-Out
yes,
with his Golden Globe Award and just threw it on the table?
That's good. Nice.
That's really good.
Good movie, by the way, The Holdovers. Check it out.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun one. He's really good. It's a cranky old professor who's at a university, and one of the kids, his family went away for the holidays, so he has to stay as a holdover at the university, and it's what they do to get through the weekend. It's very old. It's kind of old. Fashioned. It's funny. It's like a movie from the 70s.
Yeah. Hey, okay, Ireland. Rich Redden asks, can you work Instagram Live into the game broadcast tonight?
Sure.
How?
I can say, Michael, earlier today when I was on Instagram Live, we were talking to the fans. And,
oh, that's true.
And,
you
know, yeah, it'll make you sound cool and relevant if you talk about Instagram Live.
I don't think there's anything that would make me sound cool, but
oh,
I'll
no.
try.
If you say I went on Instagram Live today, it gives you cool points,
of
right?
course. You're going to get more followers and a lot of people.
Why
are
does MT
think
look like Kermit
smart?
The Frog?
What?
Kermit
the Frog. Kermit
the Frog.
The Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
It's very odd when I'm holding Pepe puts his hand on top of mine on the mic.
It is odd.
I like it.
It is odd.
You guys are bonding over there.
Yeah, and not really only that, he's liking the smell of my cologne more and more. I can give you the name, but
this is a good question. When is the last time Mason had a donut? I think it's been a while, actually.
That's right. You used to be addicted to those,
I was addicted to donuts.
When's the last time you had a donut?
It would be probably March of last year.
Wow.
I've not had a donut in all that time.
You're off the donuts.
Yeah, I'm off donuts. I love them.
I used to love donuts.
Oh, please.
I stopped eating donuts 10 years ago.
In fact, I was so bad with donuts.
Nice work, Pepe.
I'll drop this in. So I used to get donuts, cream-filled donuts, with a side of cream. And they would send over
a lot
cup.
Of cream, Jack.
They would send over a cup of cream, so I would dip the cream donut into the cream.
Yeah.
That's how sick I was.
Pepe? Yeah.
Terrible.
Really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Thank you, Pepe.
Really bad.
I mean, what else I can say? It makes me sick.
Yeah, no, I love that vanilla cream. I'm like, are you a cake guy or an icing guy? People are either cake people or icing people.
I like them both.
You can have both these days.
I go icing so every day.
You can have both.
You just scoop the icing off and just eat the icing and not the filling?
No, you got to eat the cake.
Yeah, you eat the cake, but the icing is the good part. Yeah.
John, favorite curb scene?
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, there are many.
Got to be the bow, right?
The bow is in the top five, but I think it's the Palestinian chicken episode.
Oh, that's a good one with Gina
so
Gershon.
Good. Yeah, and what happens is Larry, who's Jewish, hooks up with Gina Gershon, who basically yells at him the whole time about the Israel-Palestinian conflict, and Larry walks downstairs, and Super Dave Osborne, may he rest in peace, is downstairs in a yarmulke just shaking his head in disgust.
Yeah.
But Larry can't give up the sex because it's too good. So the Palestinian chicken is my favorite episode.
Michael, what's yours?
Well, the bow is really good, but what about the time he was dating a girl in a wheelchair and he kept using her to get good parking spaces and good service up front?
Right.
See, I like when he took the prostitute to the Dodger game. So
that is my favorite.
That's a
that is my
one.
Favorite.
I also love the one where he's on Broadway and he's doing The Producers.
Right, with David Schwimmer.
Right, and who was the woman that he was interested in there? There was a woman
that was playing the lead in
right.
the Right,
and
the
he was
play.
Getting with her, and he was in her dressing room, and he looked over, and there's a picture of George W. Bush, and he's like, oh, I can't. And left the room. Very funny.
There are so many great curbs. He says
claims
this is going to be the last year.
It's going to be like Elton's last tour.
Yeah, but I've
Rolling
gone
Stones,
to the last
farewell.
Three Elton John farewell tours,
yes.
So there you go.
How come he doesn't get in trouble for some of the stuff he does? Like, remember the Holocaust scene when he didn't have his shoes?
Yeah.
And they had the collection of shoes there from Holocaust victims.
Oh, right.
And he took a pair of shoes and wore them?
Yeah. Also, the Survivor episode, too.
Yeah.
That was same.
How does he get away with
I
that?
I don't know how he does.
Because he's so politically incorrect that it doesn't matter.
I guess so.
Like, he did that. One of the funniest episodes of all time is when he got the MAGA hat, the red hat.
Yes.
He realized...
Nobody would sit next to him.
All you have to do to get your own table at a restaurant, to drive, and anytime he got into any type of conflict or trouble, he just put on the hat and everybody backed off.
Wasn't it Phil Rosenthal? Is the guy that said, I can't.
He goes, Phil, have a seat. And he throws the hat on. Phil goes, my daughter just called. I got to go.
Yeah.
And once Larry figured that out, he milked it for all it's worth.
He is amazing. I love that show. And I hope that it's not the last season, really.
Yeah. I hope he keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, who's the nicest off-air at ESPN LA?
Ooh,
That's a good question. When all the mics are off and all the lights are off, who's the nicest person?
I think it's me, frankly.
No, it's not you.
Morales is nice. God. What about Laura?
Laura's very nice.
Laura would be on the list.
But she's very nice on... Her persona is she's a nice person.
Laura will cut you if you mess up.
It's either Sliwa or Mario Ruiz.
Sliwa? Oh, my gosh. Do you realize how many times Sliwa is in these back offices working it?
Well, right. What's wrong with that? He's socializing.
Guys, it ain't Sliwa.
Well, what do you mean it's not
100% ain't Sliwa.
All right. Well,
nobody working angles more here than Alan Sliwa.
But he's still a nice guy.
More than Cap.
Oh, come on. Cap's got angles everywhere.
Cap's got a guy for everything.
I actually think Cap's a nicer guy than Sleek.
Cap is... By the way, I think most people here are genuinely
nice
people.
But I would say Mario.
Mario's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Really nice guy.
Jorge's nice.
Jorge's a super nice guy.
Except he's a Niner fan, so he can't be him.
Yeah, I don't like him.
And Jorge's done a lot of things that would make him not nice.
Yeah. So what was our unanimous choice? Ruiz?
Mario.
Mario Ruiz, yeah. We should play his new song.
No mention of Bergman in the nice list.
No, absolutely not.
I am nice. I'm probably too nice.
You're a decent human being.
Laura.
Okay.
Laura.
Laura's a nice...
Laura's on the list.
Thank you, Pepe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura. I think Bergman's nice.
I think it's me, but, you know.
Brian is very nice.
That's actually a good call. Brian Cohen is
he's
right
always
there.
So mellow. I don't know why that is.
Notice you didn't say Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay's wonderful. I love Lindsay.
You didn't say it, though.
I didn't.
Didn't come to mind for you.
No, did not come to mind right away. Weirdly, didn't come to anybody's mind right away. All right.
Now remember, when we go to break, Instagram Live is still rolling.
I like Lindsay.
I love Lindsay.
I'm just putting that on record.
Yeah, me too.
What were you going to say?
So I was going to, because we still have time here, I was going to say something.
Remember, breaks are off.
All right, forget
Do whatever
breaks.
You want.
All right, so Sunday night, Rams versus Lions.
Here's something that came up on the Instagram Live before you tell this story.
Yep.
The worst segment ever on your show.
Oh, Pepe's Potpourri of Lies.
Potpourri of Lies. Oh,
That's fine with me.
Oh, it's fine. The worst segment on the station.
What are you doing? You're doing it Thursday, right?
Yes. Okay. I have no problem with that because in my life, before I die, I'm always going to remember and I'm going to laugh thinking how bad you felt and how bad Michael felt. That made me laugh so much because you guys threw a fit like a little kid.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's good.
It was the most confusing game in the history of games.
And by the way, Pepe, you listen to the station a lot, right?
Yes.
You've heard a lot of bad segments.
Yes.
Yeah, we have our share of bad segments here. How does it make you feel that you had the worst? That your segment is actually worse than any other segment in the history of the radio station?
I feel very important. Very important.
You should.
Important is one way to describe it.
No, it's bad. It's like when you don't guess one single, when you don't have any single answer in the game of games.
Oh, devastated.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
This is an interesting question. It doesn't affect me. Chris, you may know the answer.
By the way, Ireland is on Instagram Live. Get him while he lasts at ESPN Los Angeles.
Dynamite Pepe.
Who has the nicest car at ESPN LA?
I have a beautiful car. I'm very proud of
it. You
my
have
car.
The newest car.
Yeah, I have Southern California Hyundai dealers. I drive an Elantra hybrid. It is smoking.
But wait a minute. Do you still have the Porsche?
No.
Oh.
I have a Cadillac Escalade.
Well, that's pretty nice.
That's the Cadillac Escalade.
Michael has the Audi. Do you have the electric Audi?
No, I got all gas, baby.
So our friends at Cadillac of Beverly Hills gave us their beautiful, I can't think of the name. I think it starts with an L, that Sam Pines and Tommy drive, and it's beautiful. But of the staff, Shidano's got the Mach 99 or whatever.
Does he really? What is a Mach 99?
No, from Ford, the electric. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That might be the winner.
No, I think the Cadillac. I'm a Cadillac guy, so I think the Escalade.
Yeah.
Pepe, your thoughts?
Well, I like the Mach. Yeah. And I've seen that car.
Yeah.
I've seen George's car. It's nice. Very nice.
Cadillac Lyric?
The Cadillac Lyric from our friends at Cadillac of Beverly Hills. It's beautiful. Cappy drives a Cadillac.
Does he really?
What do you say? What's that?
No, I mean, Cadillac, I didn't realize he was driving a Cadillac.
I don't drive much, but when I do, I drive a Cadillac.
Do you? Wow. Yeah. My dad always wanted to drive. That was his whole thing in life.
Yeah,
because I want to drive a Cadillac.
Michael, somebody on here thinks
you look
like RuPaul.
We couldn't afford it. We got one anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he is a good looking guy. You know what?
He is a good looking guy.
I see a little RuPaul in you.
I see a little bit.
What, Pepe? Well, guy, sometimes he's a guy, sometimes he's a girl, but he is a handsome person. Let's put it that way.
You do look like that.
Yeah, I do.
Greg, somebody else here says, worst game of games ever, worse than Potpourri of Lies. The Harry Potter
Harry Potter game was terrible.
I got a lot of love for that game.
Yeah, I don't know
you
where.
Either loved it or hated it. So that's fine by me.
Been a bunch of juveniles who thought that's a great game.
Harry Potter is a very popular thing.
Yeah.
Just because you guys are...
Who at 7'10 is the most high maintenance?
Oh, me.
No, not anymore.
Really?
Not anymore.
I think it's Cappy.
I think it's Sedano.
Yeah. Same.
You think it's Sedano?
Laura, what do you think?
Sedano.
Well, actually, I wouldn't say high maintenance.
Well, we've got the two bosses here. We got
enough with your nonsense.
Bergman and Morales.
No, you know who's the bosses?
What?
Everybody is their own boss now.
Okay. Right. So you are supervisors in some way. Who is the most high maintenance? You guys say.
I don't think so. Sedano's got a lot, but I think it might be Cappy, actually.
It really is Cappy.
Like when
I
you talk about
him.
Scheduling faux pas. A
emails.
Lot of stuff, emails, doesn't always put stuff in his calendar, he's getting better. Sedano's got a lot.
Oh.
He's all over the place.
By the way, I have news.
He is organized.
I have news that will surprise all of you, and I will do it next.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yes, indeed, George Benson on a Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Pepe Monti is here. Michael Thompson, as we get ready for the return of Scott Kaplan in studio.
Oh, wow.
Very excited.
I'm excited about it.
Pepe Monti, we have to share a mic today, Pepe and I. You excited to press the flesh with Cappy?
He is a really nice guy. I really, really like him.
But yeah. You didn't think that when he asked you how long it goes in the bedroom. Remember you got mad?
Oh, right.
What?
Well, I was just going to say longer than him.
Yeah. Why didn't you give that answer in the moment? That's
no,
a funny answer.
He wasn't going to feel good.
Yeah. See, I've heard you say on these promos, like, that's none of your business. Everything is everybody's business at this place. No, everything is everybody's business.
I'm learning that.
No, wait.
I didn't want to hurt his feelings, really.
Yeah.
You never ask that kind of question
to
a Mexican.
Just to a Mexican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Good to know.
All right.
Who knew?
Mace, I have one piece of good news.
Pepe brings the heat, brings the noise, brings the funk.
Go ahead, John. Pepe's got a question for us.
Yeah.
Chris, I'll throw this to you. I have one piece of good news and one piece of bad news. What do you want to hear first?
Bad news.
Okay, the bad news is I will not be here for All-Star Softball. I'm never here for then. I'm going to be in Idaho.
Okay.
But that's the bad news.
Good news.
The good news.
Oh, am I ready for this?
Oh, I don't know.
You're
going to
love
I'm
this.
I'm ready for this.
On Mason's birthday is the pickleball tournament.
Yes.
Not only will I be entering the pickleball tournament, but my partner will be...
Oh!
Lisa Ireland.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
She wants a piece of all you guys.
That is great.
Legendary. On Mason's birthday and the official 20th anniversary of Mason and Ireland on ESPN Los Angeles.
How good is she?
She claims she's excellent.
Now, do you play?
I suck.
You suck? I suck. My brother's flying in again to play.
Yeah.
Brian Mashonsky's playing.
Lisa feels, as a matter of fact, Greg, call her and see if she picks up, and she'll talk smack. She feels that no one can hold a candle to her in pickleball. I think we're going out in the first round. But
it depends how good Lisa. We made it through one match last year.
She is incredibly cocky. I'll just
good
give
for
you
her.
That.
Well, bring it.
Yeah. So that is happening
that
on
is
March
news.
23rd.
Yeah, that is great news. I'm excited about that. My whole family's coming out. My brothers. It'll be great. It's our 1 year. We all get together kind of thing, and it's going to be. I intend to play better.
Now tell us the date.
The date?
Because I don't remember in my
head. It's March the 23rd.
Okay, beautiful.
It's my birthday.
Fountain Valley.
Yeah.
Pickleball Madness Tournament, year two. And the fact that, so see, much like Michael is required to come to one signature event,
sure.
And it's the Mandy's.
Yeah.
Now, the only time you're out of this mm-hmm. is if the Lakers are in the finals. That's between games 6 and 7.
Right.
And we'll give you a pass if you guys
I'll
have to.
I'll come to the Mandy's. I'm just not coming up on stage.
Come on.
Oh,
you
Michael.
Are too.
No, I like
you have to accept your award.
Why? Are you so afraid of me? Really?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Well, you know, just eat some vitamins.
Okay.
Yes.
I just like to sit in the back with Jorge and just watch you
no,
guys.
This year,
John,
guys,
this is great news.
I know. I knew you guys would be excited.
I was going to put the heat on you about this because felt strongly.
So that's
why
I was leading. We know that John's always in for Mandy's in the ESPN LA Golf Classic.
Yep.
But a third signature event, this is legendary.
Three wow. I'm going to hit 3 out of 4.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And bringing Lisa Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Lisa's coming to the party. I like to think of it as Mason's birthday party, and by the way, there'll be some pickleball.
Okay.
What's this question you got for us?
Yeah, Pepe, what do you got?
This is a hypothetical question. I hope that everybody answers. Okay, I don't know whether you believe in a reincarnation or not, but let's say you die, mm-hmm. and then they tell you...
It is a final!
Yeah.
And they tell you, you're going to go back, and you said, okay, great, but you're going to go back as one of the talents in ESPN.
Oh. And you can't pick yourself.
No,
because
you have to pick whomever you want to, and you have to say why.
Basically, okay, it's who do you want to be?
Easy.
Go ahead, John, then I want to go.
Yeah, mine's Travis, because Travis and I like all the same things.
Hmm.
We like golf, we like food, we don't like the same things. I mean, it's Travis. I'm coming back to Travis.
I'm going Mace, because nobody works less. And I want to check out the other side, frankly.
Yeah, you should explore.
That's a whole new experience.
Well, I've explored, but never full-time.
Michael, what's the
You'll
answer
have
for you? That's a hard one for you.
That's easy. I'm coming back as the highest paid employee at ESPN, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, we're talking about
he went this.
Oh, it's right here.
Wow, man.
Let's see.
Bad.
I am coming back as Laura Romo because all y'all guys are scared of her.
That's not untrue.
How about Greg?
Greg?
I would probably come back as Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of money.
Really hard work.
A lot of work. You're going to Laker games. You're calling Laker games all the time. You go to Idaho whenever you feel like it.
Right.
There's a lot of good stuff going on there.
I agree. Yeah. Brian.
I'd probably say Mace for the love of movies and weed.
There you go. Movies and weed.
Honesty.
Is Laura there?
Yeah.
Laura?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're sharing mics here, too, so I apologize. It's I think it would be Michael.
MT.
How come?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, okay, fancy house, mm-hmm. beautiful family, gets to travel with the Lakers, has great friends, and a Bahamas.
Yeah,
also a
that's
champion,
true. Yeah,
you know?
I'm very envious of Michael. I may even reconsider. I forgot about the house.
I'm going to say the name that nobody else will say.
Ooh.
Scott Kaplan. Scott Kaplan has a great life.
Oh, he is completely whipped.
It's interesting.
I'm not
it's
sure.
Fun. He's traveling all the
Cappy
time.
Cappy will be in here in half an hour. I'm not sure he's wearing the pants in that relationship.
Well, I'm not wearing the pants in mine. you're not wearing the pants in yours.
Right, but you're not on his team.
Right, true.
Yeah.
But still, like
so
Michael,
you would be if you came back.
Right, you don't wear the pants in your family.
Are you kidding?
I know, Julie. You don't wear the pants in your family.
It's not untrue.
Oh, Michael.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, does Liz wear the pants in the family, or do you, Pepe?
I do because, like, for instance, if she says, do the dishes, I said, no, I'm going to do the laundry.
Oh, so you really lay down the law.
That's right.
How long have you and Liz been together?
For about seven years.
When are you going to put a ring on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you need to when you're that age.
You don't need to.
Oh, yeah. But you're not going to?
No.
Like Mace, do you want...
I'll officiate.
Hey, Mace.
No.
Do you
Wait a minute,
want...
who's Pepe going to come back as?
What did you say, Laura?
No, I haven't said
you haven't said
who do you want to come back as?
You guys are going to be surprised and I'm...
Is it me?
Ready.
Is it me?
Okay.
Chris Morales.
Oh!
Why?
He's witty, he's smart, he has a great voice, he has a great memory, and he can take it. And
okay,
he's Pepe, good. He's a bad guy.
that's the reason.
That's the reason he's a bad guy.
Like Mace, you don't want your mom and not stepdad Leo to get married, do you?
No, that's why I call him not stepdad.
Right, my mom's in the same boat. My mom's got a boyfriend now.
Yeah,
I don't think either one of them want to get married.
Yeah, marriage. I don't want to get married.
You did at one point, but it went away.
Yeah, it totally went away. I was like,
what about Julio? Does he want to get married?
Juan does not.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, then you're so good. We're on the same
we're
page.
Unanimous. It's meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say it's meaningless. I mean, if you're married, you know, it's definitely a great thing. But for us, it's not. All right. Coming up next, I want to ask you guys about. I mentioned Jared Goff. I want to mention talk about Jared Goff coming up next, who's going to face the Rams on Sunday night at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. We got that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, thank you. So, Hyundai, I mentioned the Southern California Hyundai dealers a little while ago. We are partners together. And I am driving. First thing I did when I got together with Southern California Hyundai dealers was I got a Hyundai. I'm driving an Elantra, beautiful Elantra. It's a hybrid, and it is like nothing I've ever driven before. And let me tell you something. Right now, you should check out the Ioniq. Oh, man, the Ioniq 6 is unbelievable. It will give you the EV experience that you want. They've got next-level tech and safety features. Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Tell them Mace sent you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes, indeed. 3:30 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Steely Dan was just in concert. I think they're still in concert with the Eagles performing this song. One of the Yacht Rock possible Mount Rushmores, depending on which way you want to go.
Oh, you know how I feel about Mount Rushmores. Hackiest hack.
Let me tell you something. We've had John Ireland on IG Live today. Yeah. Pepe and I are sharing a microphone.
I think it's beautiful.
Laura and Greg are sharing a microphone.
Right.
And you're worried about Mount Rushmores?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm involved in the content, and I hate the whole Mount Rushmore bit.
Well, the greatest four, the fastest. No,
you can never have Dan Cilio as a partner.
Yeah, no, exactly. No,
Big Dan, Sills?
Dan Cilio, best NFL quarterback.
I don't think Big
Mount
Sills,
Rushmore.
I don't think Big Sills has taken a shot at Sedano and Cappy yet this week. He usually does it weekly.
Oh, does he really?
Usually weekly.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Oh, so how does he take a shot?
Oh, he brings, like, he's the king of, like, bringing up old stuff all the time.
Oh, is he?
And, like,
he's a real Fortinbaugh?
Well, I think Sedano fired him in, Sedano fired him in Miami, I think.
Who would be the four faces on this show? You got obviously you got these two, right? Mason and Ireland. Who would be the other two faces on 710's Mount Rushmore? You got to pick
Mason,
two.
Wait a minute, Mason and Ireland anybody. Show, or you mean
no,
in general?
For the whole station. You got Mason and Ireland
in
for
the history of the station.
You got people behind the scenes too, like Bergman and Laura and Brian Cohen and you. So who would be the other two faces that joined?
Are you talking about
two?
The history of the radio station?
No, just right now, currently.
Oh, currently.
Oh, this radio station.
The current Mount Rushmore.
Well, you hear my voice more than anybody.
So you'd be a bit. You'd be the third face.
He puts himself on
who's, okay.
So who's the fourth
Wait,
face?
Chris.
I'm glad you started with you.
Usage rate. Okay? Usage rate of whose voice is heard the most on the station. It's either me or you. Who
probably.
Is it?
Or Sliwa.
No, because John does play by
play. Oh, right. And Sliwa only does the pre now.
So, like, today I'll do 5 hours.
Right,
I'll do
right.
I'll almost do 6 hours.
So
but
today
if you combine
win.
Chris's...
You win today.
But Chris is on every show.
Yeah, you are here all the time.
I think
so
it's
a tie.
I think it's a two-horse race.
So then maybe just John and I on Mount Rushmore.
Sure, you and John on Mount Rushmore.
Cappy.
No,
Cappy,
Chris.
Put Cappy
you,
on.
You and I and two spots open on. For whoever we might meet.
Exactly. I don't want to be on Mount Rushmore.
You want to be on that, Mace?
No, absolutely. Leave me out of it. I don't want to be part of you.
Michael Thompson, Cappy, me, and John.
There you go.
I'll
like it. start carving.
Greg, could you imagine if we like put out a graphic like that? Mace, I don't even know who you would call. You would call somebody.
I wouldn't.
You'd call Craig Karmazin.
No, I would not. I would not call anybody.
You wouldn't complain?
No. I wouldn't complain. I'm not a big complainer.
Oh, no, not
unless,
at all.
Unless it's for
just
real.
Just ask Johnny I.
John, why do you have your head down? I'm not a big complainer. Again.
Ireland just made it.
You guys have given me such a bad
rap. I'm not a big complainer.
You guys have given me such a bad rap at this place. I'm a grinder. I'm like hardcore.
Stop saying that because they're going to start calling you the big complainer.
I'm not a complainer.
But he keeps saying it like... You could call him the big grinder, too. You said you're a grinder.
I am a grinder, man. Like, you made fun of me because I came in today. I'm like, are you kidding me? I won't miss the...
I didn't make fun of you. I said you look like you're from a zombie movie. And you're not infect us all.
I'm not. I don't look like I'm from a zombie movie. I had a little cough, and now it's gone. So I came in because I want to be in because it's the week the Rams play the Lions.
It's in the past.
Because it's fun to work here. And it's fun to listen. That's correct. Why you wanted to come in.
That's I love this job.
You didn't want to sit around while Juan says, hey... Steven, can you...
No, you know what's weird? Juan calls me Mace.
He does?
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Michael, your thoughts.
Hey, Mace.
I think it's cute. What's the pet name you got for him?
Juan.
Besides
Do
Juan.
Do I say it?
You should, because I've heard you say it, so you got to say it.
He's thinking, folks. He's thinking. Trying to figure out how can he do it. It's
come on, you tell Pepe that
sure
we got to be
cute.
Open.
I'm sure it's cute,
we
right?
Got to be open.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Okay. It's booty.
There's nothing wrong with that.
B-U-D-Y.
That's okay.
Former USC quarterback, John David Booty.
That's right. Yeah. It's Booty. It's Buddy pronounced as Booty.
Pepe, your thoughts?
It's adorable.
Adorable.
Thank you, Pepe. Thank you, Pepe, for taking a cue. So the general reaction when Jared Goff was traded was hooray.
Glee. Yeah. So, I don't think Jared Goff will ever lead a team to a Super Bowl victory. He's led a team to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But they lost.
Okay. So what happens Sunday night if I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
If Jared Goff has a magnificent night and blows the doors off the Rams, how does that change his narrative?
It makes the trade look less lopsided because right now Matthew Stafford came to the Rams and immediately won a Super Bowl. So, was it in his first year here?
Yeah, first year here.
That's pretty immediate results.
Yes.
So, I think it makes the trade look less lopsided. I'll give you an example. When the Lakers traded for Pau Gasol, the rest of the league went crazy.
Yep.
And they said, how could Memphis possibly do that? They just handed the Lakers the title. The Lakers went to the next three NBA finals and won two of them. In terms of a successful trade, there are only two in Lakers history, I mean, even bigger than Kobe, that led directly to championships. One was Pau Gasol, and the other is sitting next to me.
Yeah.
As soon as they traded for Michael, they went to the finals and won it. Mm-hmm. Went to the finals and won it.
Yeah.
Then you missed a year, and then you went back to the finals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Powell's way bigger than mine because Powell came on as the number two with Kobe. I was just a role player behind fellas.
Now you're humble.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth. I can be honest, Pepe.
So, Mace, I think the trade – now, but what my point of telling that story was, when Marc Gasol, who was a throw-in in that trade, became an all-star – in Memphis, and Memphis went to the Western Conference Finals, everybody said, well, maybe that trade wasn't that lopsided.
No. And then Mark went to Toronto and got a champion.
Right. So if Jared Goff knocks the Rams out and makes a deep playoff run, I think the trade looks less lopsided.
Okay, let's go the other scenario. What if Matthew Stafford goes home to Detroit and has a phenomenal game and Jared Goff lays an egg? How does the narrative change?
The Lions will regret ever letting Matthew Stafford go.
Yeah.
Because that'll be two tremendous playoff runs.
This game is basically for whatever legacy he's got. This is for Jared Goff's legacy.
You think so?
I do. I absolutely do.
I think, but by what you're saying, Goff has a lot of pressure on himself right now.
Yes.
Because of that.
Right.
And that's going to be an advantage for the Rams.
I agree. There is a lot of pressure on Jared Goff. Probably more pressure on Jared Goff than anybody in that game on Sunday night. And I think it'll be the game will be won or lost based on how Jared Goff plays.
And Michael, how great is it that we play on Saturday night in Utah? We got Sunday night off to watch the Rams-Lions.
Nice. And of course, they got their fight song and everything.
Lions? This song, number one, this guy can't sing, and number two, this song stinks.
Did Pepe hear it?
Laura's right. It does sound like a bad Family Guy song.
Horrible. Like Peter Griffin's going to come on and go, ah, like something like that.
Listen for the roar.
Okay, listen for the roar. I think there's one more, isn't there?
That's the second one's me.
The second roar.
Yeah,
I like that.
The roar is okay.
The roar is the best part. All right, yeah. The rest of it is crap.
Jonathan Watson just sent me a graphic.
Okay.
All right. Since the 21 trade between the Rams and Lions.
Yep.
Total wins. Matthew Stafford, 24. Jared Goff, 24.
Wow.
Completion percentage. Matthew Stafford, 66%. Jared Goff, 66%. Pass touchdowns. Matthew Stafford, 75. Jared Goff, 78.
Damn.
Turnovers. Matthew Stafford, 41. Jared Goff, 41.
No way!
Passer rating. Matthew Stafford, 95.8. Jared Goff, 96.5.
Wow.
It's basically a dead
wash. It's like a
even wash.
With the exception of a playoff run in a Super Bowl.
Correct. And that's what Sean McVay didn't think Jared Goff could do.
Jared Goff had a playoff run, a Super Bowl, but a loss.
Right.
Stafford punched
and
ticket.
And not only that, Mace, the experience. Stafford, both of them were number one picks.
Yes.
Remember that.
Yes.
But Stafford has more experience. He's going to be more cool under pressure.
Yes.
I think the game is going to be very even because if you look at every single thing, the difference is going to be the special teams.
Right.
Okay? Because the Rams don't have a kicker. Really.
That is correct. They do not. They have somebody, but it is not really somebody I feel comfortable
then
with.
When
right?
When it comes to the decision of kicking a field goal or an extra point or
yeah, it's
or
a weird
that,
dynamic.
You know?
It is.
And
I say the Rams are going to tear their hearts out.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Boy, yes. How weird would it be if it does come down to a kick and Brett Maher makes it? What if he makes it and sends the
I don't
Rams
even
want to
live through the moment where Brett Maher is lining up for a field goal at the end of a game.
How close do you have to be for you to feel comfortable?
Well, he's missing extra points, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
the distance doesn't really – he was missing extra points.
There was a game when he lost – he left 7 points.
Pittsburgh.
That one.
Yeah,
that
Pittsburgh, one. They should have won. Yeah,
right,
with the kicker, they win
that game. Ladies and gentlemen,
it
is time for Game of Games, and it is Michael Thompson's game today.
Oh,
Michael,
they're always good.
Do you want a preview or do you want to keep it a secret?
Logos.
Okay.
Multiple choice and buzz-ins.
Okay.
Lots to work with
We will
there.
Do that coming up next. We got a full house, right?
Brian Cohen in the lead.
Yeah, Brian's having a good month. Bergman's here, Laura's here, Pepe's here, Michael Thompson is here. That means there's the Lakers game tonight, and we've got it for you right here on 710 ESPN. Lakers versus Toronto as they look to build on the win against the Clippers on Sunday. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Michael Thompson's game today. We got Pepe Mantilla in the house. So we got Pepe, Ireland, me, Brian,
six players,
Bergman, and Laura all playing Michael's game. Michael, what's the game?
Logos. You've all seen them representing companies. So tell me who is on these logos or what company the logo represents. Multiple choices and buzz ins.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Logo, L-O-G-O. What does logo stand for? It's an abbreviation of a term. Language of graphics oriented, originated, or organized.
Brian.
Let's go organized.
Greg.
What was the first one?
Oriented, or originated, or organized.
Organized.
Laura.
I'm going to go with organized as well.
Mace.
I'm going to go organized.
Michael, what was the second one?
Oriented. Originated or organized?
I'm going to go originated. Pepe.
I'm going to go originated, too.
It is oriented.
Oh,
nobody
so
got
we
it.
All oh. missed it.
What did you say, Brian?
He said originated.
You said originated.
Yeah.
You guys have him here to play Game of Games every Tuesday, except for today. He is a friend of the show. So you know this logo, the logo for the law offices of Jacob M. Ronnie.
Yes.
Is a capital J-E in white letters. What is the color of the background behind J-E? Bluish color, reddish color, or greenish color?
Greg.
Oh, my God. This is so
And we've
bad.
Seen it so many
oh,
times.
So it's red, blue, green?
Red, blue, or green?
Red, blue, or green. Let's go with blue.
Laura.
I'm going to go with red.
Mace.
God, I should know this.
I should know it, too. I've seen it so many times.
I am going to say red.
I am also going to say red. Pepe.
What are the other
Reddish, people? Greenish, or bluish?
Blue.
You're going blue. Brian.
I think it was red.
It is red.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian got it. Laura got it. Mason got it. Ireland got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple choice here. He is the logo for the NBA. Is it Pete Maravich, Walt Frazier, or Jerry West?
Come on now.
This one's Laura.
Jerry West.
All right, she's going Jerry West. Mace.
I am going to try. I'm going to try Jerry West.
I also see Jerry West. Pepe.
I'm going to guess Jerry West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, the West guy.
Greg.
You know, the guy nicknamed the logo Jerry West.
All right, there you go.
That was Michael's gift.
Yeah, I just gave you an easy one.
Thank you for that.
Multiple
for
choice
that.
Here again. He is the logo for baseball. Is it Mickey Mantle, Harmon Killebrew, or Ted Williams?
Mace.
Harmon Killebrew.
I also say Harmon Killebrew. Pepe.
Yeah, me too.
Brian.
Killebrew.
Greg.
Killebrew.
Laura.
Unanimous.
Killebrew. It is Killebrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple choice here. The logo for the Boston Bruins is a wheel with a B in the middle of it. How many spokes are in the Bruins wheel? 4, 6, or 8?
This one's me. 4, 6, or 8. I'm going to go 6. Pepe.
I'm going to go 8.
Brian.
I'm going to go 6.
Greg.
I like 6.
Laura.
I'm going to go with Pepe. I'm going to go 8.
Mace.
I'm going 6.
It is 8.
Oh! Okay. So wow. Pepe got it and Laura got it?
Yes.
Okay. Laura so it. Laura has the lead with 4.
Whoa,
everybody else has 3 except for Greg, who has 2.
Okay. As a nod to the company's commitment to customer service and teamwork, this company's logo loosely resembles 2 people shaking hands. Which company is it? Is it Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai?
Pepe.
Hyundai.
Brian.
Let's go Hyundai.
Greg.
Oh, it's Hyundai.
Laura.
Hyundai.
Mace.
I'm going Hyundai.
It is Hyundai.
Oh. Well, I'll
yeah,
take
you
it.
Were gonna you yeah. were gonna go right.
Yeah,
you were
gonna go. Everybody got it.
He didn't answer.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, we're right. Good. Southern California Hyundai dealers love them.
Multiple choice.
Laura's got the lead, still with 5.
Multiple choice here. The NFL logo has how many stars on it? 6, 8, or 10?
NFL logo.
I can't even picture stars on the NFL logo.
Brian, this one's you. 6, 8, or 10?
Let's go 10.
Greg.
6.
Laura.
I'm going to go 6.
Mace.
6.
I'll also go 6. Pepe.
6.
It is 8.
Oh! Nobody again.
No, Laura, Brian, I think, had it.
I guess 10.
She said 6.
Brian, so nobody got it.
Nobody got it again. Damn.
All right, Mace, put your screen down. Laura and put
you
it down.
Think I'm going to Google?
Yes.
You would see
Laura
me.
Bergman, no looking at your screens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz no in here. For anybody who knows this.
Oh,
one.
Here. So we're
oh, buzz in. Okay.
Buzz in. Google has 6 letters in their logo. You look at their logo every day. Who can give me the colors of their logo in order?
Oh, Mace.
Starting with G.
Mace.
Laura went. Laura was first.
Laura's first.
Starting with
Laura.
G. Give me the colors in order on the logo.
Red.
Nope.
Amp. All right, Mace.
Green.
Amp.
All right, I'll try. Yellow.
Amp.
Pepe. Amp.
Blue.
Keep going.
Yellow.
Amp.
All right.
Greg.
Let's go blue, green.
Amp.
All right, Brian.
Blue.
Yep.
Red.
Yep.
Green.
Amp.
No.
It is blue, red, yellow, blue, green, red.
I'm surprised. Everybody should know that, right?
Yep. Yeah, look at
that's a time. Gimme. That's like a short putt.
All right, so like score update. Laura, 5. Mason, 4. Ireland, 4. Pepe, 4. Brian, 4. Greg, 3.
Buzz in here if you know. Who can name the 4 NFL teams with stars?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Cowboys.
1.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it a star anywhere in the logo?
In the logo.
All right. Yeah. Titans.
2.
Jaguars.
Eh.
Okay.
Pepe. I'll give you a hint. They're both
Pepe.
Pepe.
Okay.
You got Cowboys and Titans. Who are the other two?
Steelers.
They're not Stars.
Anybody else want to try?
They're both AFC teams.
Mason.
Mason.
Lions, Titans.
No,
Cowboys, Titans.
You said Lions.
Cowboys.
He's out.
I meant Cowboys.
Brian.
Stupid.
Or Greg, you want to try?
Sure. It's so it's
two AFC teams with stars on their uniforms.
On their logo.
In their logo.
Do the Raiders have
Laura, you want to try?
No, because it's. I thought it was
AFC team. Two of them.
Cowboys, Titans. I don't know.
All right. Thank you. Guess, Brian. You want to guess?
Patriots.
Yep. One more.
Come on, Brian.
Oh man.
That's another AFC team.
Should I give him a hit?
No.
No.
Take your shot.
He said Chiefs.
No, they got an arrow. It is the Texans.
The Texans.
The
star in the middle of the bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody got that one.
Buzz in. Likewise for the NBA, who can name the three teams in the NBA, all in the East, that has a star or stars on their logo?
Ireland.
You better get this right.
Yeah, you should.
This is your job.
All in the East.
They pay you to do this.
Orlando Magic.
One.
Yeah, for sure.
Washington Wizards.
Two.
And.
Three.
Detroit Pistons.
Two. Nope.
Anybody
want to take a shot at
third one? Who's the third one? You got Orlando, Washington, and?
And?
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Hey!
We didn't call on you.
You didn't buzz in.
Hey, Laura.
Greg.
Laura.
I had buzzed. Wait a minute. I had already buzzed in.
Oh, he did. You did, Mace. You did.
Nobody gets the point.
Multiple choice here.
I'm behind everybody.
Nobody gets the point. Nobody gets the point. We're playing by rules.
It would just time for last.
Multiple choice.
Exactly.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, give it to him.
Multiple choice. ESPN changed to the logo we see today in what year? 1985, 86, or 87?
Brian.
87.
Greg.
85.
Laura.
What were the,
85, 86, 87.
86.
Mace.
87.
I'm going to go 85. Pepe.
87.
It is 85.
Hey, boom. Me and John
got that.
All right, so Greg, you now, me, you, and Laura are tied for the lead, Greg.
Buzz in here to a two-part answer. The logo of this team is something you wear every day and what you put on a horse. What team is it and what logo?
Colts. Oh, Brian. Geez. Colts and a horseshoe.
Right.
Colts. Okay. So Brian is now tied for lead. Look at this. Brian, Greg, Laura, John all have 5. Mace and Pepe have 4. Oh, this is as close of a game as we've
this
had.
This is great.
Wow. Buzz in here. Besides the Red Sox, this other team's logo has on it an item that you can wear.
Greg.
What? Yes?
White Sox.
No. They don't have socks. What team is it? It is an American League team.
Something you can wear.
Something you can wear. It's in the logo.
It is in the logo. I'm whipping through.
Brian.
True.
Brian?
Orioles?
No. That's a bird.
Oh, they have a bird.
The bird does have a hat.
It's true.
Fair point.
That's not wrong.
Yeah, no, that bird does have a hat.
Something you can wear.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Texas Rangers.
No. It is the Yankees, a top hat.
Should have got it. Should have got it.
I agree with Brian.
I like
that little bit. How many do you have left?
5 or 6.
Okay. Hey, we're doing 3 more, and then we'll save the other 3 for the tiebreaker. Okay.
Multiple choice.
Yep.
Which, Pepe and Laura, you better get this one. Which Mexican fast food restaurant chain has a cactus on its logo?
Ireland.
Taco Bell?
No, it's multiple choice.
Taco Bell, Del Taco, or Taco Time?
Let's go. I'll go.
Leaders, yeah.
Okay, Brian.
Taco Time.
Greg.
Taco Bell,
Del Taco, or Taco Time?
Taco Time.
Laura.
I'm going to go with Taco Time as well.
Mace.
You have more than me.
Oh, well, I'm going Taco Time.
So I'm going Taco Time.
Okay,
you
Pepe.
Looked like you had it, so I was waiting for your answer.
So I go Taco Time.
It is Taco Time.
Yes.
All right,
I didn't know, so John's like all sure of it, and I'm like, well, you answer first.
All right, so 2 more.
Yep.
3. A 4-way tie for first.
Buzz in here. Name the teams that have criminals as their logo.
Mason. Steelers?
Nope.
Oh, well, they're stealing.
Ireland.
What do you mean? They're stealing stuff.
Pepe. Now, did you say what sport?
I didn't say what sport.
Okay, Ireland. So,
Pepe. Pepe.
That's right.
No, I got Ireland. I buzzed in. Okay. So I'm going to go Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an easy one. Now I know it.
Okay, I'm going to go
Steelers.
Third one.
Pepe.
3, 2,
I don't know.
Pepe.
Pirates.
Yep. That's two. One more.
Oakland Raiders.
Yep. Yep.
And Tampa.
Yes, Buccaneers.
Oh, the Buccaneers.
I had the Buccaneers.
Very good. Although, okay, technicality, Pepe called him the Oakland Raiders.
I think that's okay.
By the way, technicality, how are Steelers is people who steal.
No,
they're
steel workers.
They're steel workers.
Steel workers.
S-T-E-E-L-E-R-S.
It's not A-L-E-R-S.
But I always thought it was Steelers,
by the way,
like people.
No, their road, their road uniforms have milk in them.
Oh,
all right, now listen to this. We have one question left. Everyone is still alive. There is a five-way tie for first, and
it's
going to
be very tough for me.
Back.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for me because
all right, Michael, pick
multiple,
your good,
multiple choice.
Good one. Okay.
Multiple choice. This luxury sports car has a horse on its logo.
Wait, multiple choice.
Is it Lamborghini, Ferrari, or Porsche?
Okay, Brian. Lamborghini, Ferrari, or Porsche?
Has a horse on its logo.
Let's go Ferrari.
Greg.
Porsche. No, it's not.
Okay, so you're already, you already entered. Laura. Laura, turn your mic on.
Sorry, sorry. He turned it off.
Lamborghini, Ferrari,
Ferrari.
Porsche.
Ferrari. I'm going Ferrari. Pepe.
Ferrari.
Mace.
The only way I can win or get in the game is that the first one. What was the first one?
Lamborghini, Ferrari,
Lambo,
or Porsche?
Lambo.
What's the answer, Michael?
Ferrari.
Okay. Ah. So that means Pepe, Ireland, Brian, and Laura are all in it. You have a tiebreaker,
yes.
Michael?
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
All
four
right.
People playing.
Drama.
According to the website LinkedIn, Symantec, a software security company, has the most expensive logo. Its logo is a yellow outline circle with a black check mark in its center. How much did the logo cost to purchase?
Okay.
Closest to the number.
Everybody write something down.
Oh,
I'm going to say...
While you're doing that, I'm looking at a Porsche logo. There's a horse right in the middle of it.
Well, technicality.
It's a horse.
No, it's a technicality.
I'm going to complain.
You got
to write stuff down.
I'm going to complain. You got a freebie in the middle of that anyway.
Yeah, you did. Calm
okay.
down.
Did everybody write
what the most expensive logo cost is?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Symantec Software Security.
Okay, got it.
I'm going to go. Okay. Pepe, what'd you write down?
$25,000.
Pepe wrote down $25K. I wrote down $277K. Laura.
$1.6 million.
$1.6 million. Brian.
$100,000.
You were $100,000. Michael, what's the answer?
Laura, you are the winner.
Yeah! I finally won a game. Sorry.
To buy this logo, somebody paid $1.2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I was not even close.
Billion with a B.
That's crazy.
That's the most expensive logo ever purchased.
They must have really wanted that logo.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure
yeah.
Did.
Wow. Good job, Laura.
All right. Good
way to
job,
go, Laura.
Congrats.
Pepe, did you like my game, Pepe?
Horse has a horse in the middle.
Right there. That was an excellent game, Michael. Very well done.
Still complaining, Bergman. Minus one for tomorrow.
Nope. Doesn't work that way, but I'll complain again. Get minus $1,000 today.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to 710 ESPN Los Angeles. Cappy, let's hit the super stager. Woo! Special extended edition of Love Boat. And Scott Kaplan's back from his vacation. He was up in the mountains. He was skiing. He was snowboarding. He was doing all that stuff. And I think we got Shadano from home. He's dealing with a little COVID action. Shadano, what's going on, man?
I would just like to say that I would like to file a complaint in
Game of
in
Games.
Everyone's honor. Because you guys make fun of Pepe all the time. Mm. Okay.
Never.
My Latino brother Pepe, okay?
Yeah.
For Game of Lies. Michael's games always have all sorts of issues with them,
what?
And you guys never say anything.
Like what?
That's right.
Like what?
That's right.
Like there is a horse.
There's a hat on the Oriole. Like, let's start with that.
Yeah,
like
there is a hat.
There's
on
a
bird.
Horse on Porsche.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I agree, Michael. I think you
I
need to spend more
the,
time on these games.
But the Ferrari logo is a horse.
Right, but the Porsche also has a horse on it.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael.
And the
Michael.
Oriole has a hat.
It's like you borrowed this game from Pepe. It's like a mini potpourri of lies.
As a matter of fact, the Orioles' answer should count more than the Yankees because the Oriole has a baseball cap on, which people wear way more than a top hat.
Wearing a hat. That's Brian was that's all right. over that.
I think top hats are underrated.
That's right.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, George, you're saying that everybody is beating up
they
on Pepe.
They should file that game under protest.
Really?
No, because the Yankees top hat is the logo, where a bird, the bird is the logo for the Orioles.
The bird is wearing a hat.
Yeah, he's wearing a hat.
You said something that the logo has that you would wear.
Yeah, yes, it's true, Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Michael, you're just wrong. And you're just plain wrong.
Well, in my case, you guys were complaining about one thing that actually was true.
Right.
With you, you it's still a whole think, bunch of lies.
You still don't agree that Paul Anka wrote My Way, but okay.
In fact, you know, Paul Anka, I think, sang My Way on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve.
Because Anderson, I was sick that night, and I was laying in bed, and I'm watching Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen on CNN. By the way, Andy Cohen, I get it. Like, very successful guy. The whole Housewives, franchise.
Oh, he's like the empire. You're jealous of.
The
Bravo umpire.
Unbelievably unlikable and obnoxious.
You think so?
Oh, God, I can't stand that guy.
I think he's fun. I think he's harmless. I think he's a genius.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I mean, he's running that entire Bravo universe.
Anderson Cooper, New Year's Eve, great. Andy Cohen, annoying as all hell.
Highlight of that show. What was the highlight of New Year's Eve on CNN?
John Mayer and the
cats.
The cats.
Oh, yeah. He had all these cats. He was at a cat bar.
But I do think Paul Anka sang My Way that night.
He did.
He changed the words.
Yeah, he did.
And he's allowed to do that, Pepe, because he wrote My Way.
The damn song.
No, the song. He put the words, but the music came from Europe. And you check that wherever you want, okay?
I'm typing in into a Google search.
Who wrote My Way?
Who wrote the music?
The music, the composition, very important.
My Way.
Yeah. Who wrote the music for My Way?
Paul Anka, Claude Francois, and Giles Tabalt.
Paul Francois was the guy that did the music.
Okay, so here we go. My Way is a song popularized in 1969 by Frank Sinatra, set to the music of the French song Comme d'habitude.
Oh, very well said.
That is really nice pronunciation.
Is that composed by Jacques Revaux?
Exactly, by Jacques Revaux.
That's
and the lyrics are made by Gilles Thibault and Claude Francois.
Pepe, look at this headline. The story of how Paul Anka wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, the words, okay?
Right, but the music,
mon
he's Dieu, right. It is French.
Mon Dieu, mon ami.
But our answer was Paul Anka, and you said no.
No, because
Paul Anka
that
clearly
the
was part.
Answer.
He was clearly part of writing
who
the song.
Did the music?
No,
not
you
the
said lyrics. Who wrote My Way?
Wait,
no.
You said
who
lyrics.
Did My Way. The music.
Did you distinguish between lyrics and music?
No.
No,
yes,
didn't.
I did.
No.
Go back on the podcast.
Pull the tape. Some respect.
I did. Pull the tape.
I did.
Get that tape.
Nothing
remember the
worse
day?
Than the oh, nothing worse than the horse and the hat.
The what?
The whole bunch.
The horse.
The horse.
What is the horse?
Yeah, the horse is on the Porsche logo.
El caballo.
Oh, and the bird in the Orioles logo is wearing a hat.
Did he say horse or horse?
That's
horse.
What I thought. He said the horse.
Yeah, the horse.
But I didn't know he was talking about a caballo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways,
that's
we got
another
that.
Word for you to
oh, I know that
is Cappy.
I know
caballo.
That word. Right, caballo.
Caballo.
See.
So Cappy, you went away for the mountains, right?
Yeah, and Mace, a lot of people have said that 2024 is a year where I have taken over from you as the vacation king of 710.
Feels right.
I don't believe that's going to be the
case. Feels right.
I don't think that. Listen, I'm a week ahead of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 2023,
yeah, you're up 1 week.
Right. I'm already a week in on 2024.
Yeah, true.
But 2023, I think we.
Yeah,
were,
I got a couple of days coming up.
You do. When is that?
All-Star break.
Really?
When John's
that?
Off.
When's that? When's the All-Star break, John?
February 15th.
Middle of February.
Oh, I'm off then, too. Yeah.
Oh, we're all taking off
I'm off then, too, because it's like President's Day weekend.
Then you'll
or something.
Still be ahead of me.
I will still have
the
lead.
Yeah, the vacation tote board, you are in the lead right now.
Because numbers are important here.
Here's the thing, though, Cappy. This is what I don't get enough credit for. I'm a grinder, man. I'm in here every day grinding away, making some radio. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I do. You know, away in the mountains for the first week of the year, I thought... That's the week you want to be back. The week everybody gets back to life. January 2, everybody's doing it, and you're away.
Yeah, I didn't feel good about it. I told you, like, I had a lot of
vacation guilt.
Right,
yeah.
Vacation guilt. But it's my daughter's senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like my last year to do this
with her.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Sure.
Now, by the way, I heard the beginning of today's broadcast, and everybody was kind of giving you a hard time. They said you look like death.
Yeah, I look fine.
I mean, well, you look okay.
I mean, I'm not, it's not like I'm a zombie here.
No, but I mean, you got a nice fresh haircut.
Yeah, I got a fresh haircut. I'm dry. Morales, I had a little cough yesterday, so I didn't come in because I didn't want to cough on anybody. Okay. Today, I haven't coughed on anybody.
Has
I'm
he
fine.
Coughed on you, John?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think he looks bad. I disagree with Morales.
Yeah, I disagree with Morales, right. too.
Now, are you going to the Laker game tonight,
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I had a little cough yesterday.
Okay, got it. Got it.
When Pepe's I take care
going.
Of myself.
Pepe,
well,
I'm
you're not
come
going
to come
because it's the Raptors. That's why you're not going.
Are you going to the game?
Of course, Pepe? I'm coming to the game. And of course, I will stop by your broadcast location and show you the proper respect that I should.
But, thank you. And Greg always comes and says hi. George Sedano, everybody. Okay.
Very I will nice. Stop by Michael Thompson and say hello to Michael.
That's right.
I will stop by John Ireland and kiss the ring.
You'll hang out at the suite?
Of course I will. I'll probably go to Hyde for a little while at some point. And I'll have you know, guess who's invited me to that whole exclusive garden area place that you want to go to?
Screw you, Jay Moore.
Jay Moore has invited me.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, Jay holds court in there. That's a good invite.
That's right.
Are you going tonight?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm working with Jay a little bit.
The patio?
Yeah, I may go visit with Jay.
Okay, send me a text on you there because I want to go.
Send pictures. I've never been inside.
You
want
to come, Pepe? You meet me there?
Oh, it's really nice.
It's very nice in there.
Yeah. Very nice, Mace. Great food.
I see the places. I just want to see you and say hi. Oh. I just go in and out.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, take pictures inside there if you get in.
I will.
I want to know what it's like on the other side.
Somebody asked me a question today at the golf course that I don't know the answer to this, so I'll just say it. They heard how complimentary you were yesterday about Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Answer this honestly.
Okay.
If Margot Robbie hit on you, is she good looking enough to get you to change teams?
Well, as LZ used to say, does she have snatchback power?
For a day.
Yeah. I absolutely would. There are women that I would.
And she's on that list.
She's on that list.
Then you're bisexual.
Absolutely. No, I'm not.
He's not fully 100% gay.
Unless it's Margot Robbie, yeah. Okay. No, it's got to be Margot Robbie or Charlize Theron.
So wait a second, though. The question you asked, though, John, was, is she enough to bring him back to the other side?
Correct.
To me, that wouldn't be my question. My question would just be, would you do it? It doesn't mean, like, you all of a sudden turn straight.
Correct.
You just decide, you know what,
for one night. But in the moment, Margot Robbie slinks up to me and says, hey, I'm going to say hey back. And I will.
Let's get it on.
And by the way, and I don't think Juan would complain.
No, of course Juan wouldn't complain.
So do you think that Margot is better looking than Charlize?
I think Margot Robbie is the most beautiful woman in the world.
I think
right now.
Charlize.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Michael, who do you think?
They're both gorgeous, of course, but probably Margot.
Margot? Ireland?
I thought Michael was going to go with Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren. Hey, somebody.
You know me. I'm Team Kate Beckinsale all the
way. You know she was at the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
She was one of the presenters.
Yeah.
But what about the opposite?
She's the best looking person on the planet.
She was perfection.
What about the opposite side, though, Johnny? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who's the hottest guy on the planet?
There you go.
Oh, that's a good question.
For me?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, so Ryan Gosling wants to get down and dirty with you, and you're not gay.
Good question.
But for one night, what the hell?
For a role. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I'd go to dinner with Cristiano Ronaldo, but that's as far as it goes.
You wouldn't go any further?
No. But he's a good-looking guy.
You need a second date?
Not even a peck on the cheek?
You should, Michael, when you go out with Ronaldo, you should, not on the first night,
right.
Second date. Make him have a second date.
Nah, forget it. Just
do
it on the first
dates.
Night.
We're not going to get romantic.
Well, by the way, Mace, since we're having a moment of honesty here, didn't you tell me that rule does not apply to the gay community?
I slept with Juan on the first night. Now, not everybody's like me, but we tend to be a little permissive. Permissive, I'll say.
Permissive, not promiscuous.
Correct.
Permissive. You allow.
Correct.
You give permission.
To allow, exactly.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Cappy?
What about me?
Who will do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jennifer Aniston is your woman.
Jennifer
right?
Aniston's my girl.
So who's your dude?
I don't really know. I mean, like, you know, for me, I'm a kind of a...
What about your boy, Zac Efron?
Okay, so Zac Efron sidles up to you.
Zac Efron comes up to me.
Well, you'd have to fight Lindsay over that one.
Okay, but Zac Efron decides, hey, you know what? Tonight I'm into Cap. I'm not into Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you go?
And I say...
Go time?
Well, it depends on what we're going to do.
Dinner.
Well, dinner
is really the question. We'll all have dinner.
Dinner is fine, but depends on what we want to do.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things that we could do.
Watch the sunset together.
No, we could do that. But then there's
we're talking about beyond.
Yeah, we're
would
talking
you
about,
or wouldn't you?
Would I or would I not? Would I want?
Go to first base.
First base? Would I make out with... Oh, God. Now
Kathy's
I'm...
Back.
I mean, seriously.
Would I make out with Zac Efron?
Yeah. This is the question I expected.
Yeah, I probably would
long.
Make out with him.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd probably make out with Zac
Efron.
Yeah,
on that note, Sedano and Cap.
All right, and maybe a guest...
Call me Zac.
...for Zac Efron. And Morales is here. It's Live Imaging Tuesday. Hey, Pepe, great work as always. Thank you.
Thank you
very much, Michael.
Go
Thompson
Lakers!
For coming in. Go Lakers tonight. Need a win versus Toronto. We're back tomorrow at 1. Sedano and Cappy with lots of stupidity next on 710 ESPN.